Yes, it's the Thursday night movie review. This is Geoff Hopkins. It's called the Thursday night movie review because it's a movie review that goes out on the radio on a Thursday night. I am joined by the film critic and writer Mark Searby. Hello, sir.
Hello, 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 Geoff.
So, new movies this week. We have something that's set in 1980s Dublin. If you love 80s music, this may be a film for you. But let's start with something, another superhero film. We've just had the new Captain America one. We've had Batman v Superman. Mm-hmm. We've now got yet another X-Men film. So this is one of the rebooted X-Men films because we had the original ones and then they started again with it. I'm a bit confused because I was watching the trailer for this and one of the characters is the son of Magneto or something.
Yes, this is the thing. You really have to pay attention with these. You know, these are not light and fluffy stuff at all. The X-Men are quite dark characters, and I quite like that about them, actually. I mean, this one, X-Men Apocalypse, is about the world's first ever mutant, Apocalypse, who's resurrected and then threatens the entire existence of Earth, and it's left to X-Men, young and old, to stop the powerful force. Well, after the time-traveling events and breakdown between Magneto and Professor Xavier in the previous film, Days of Futures Past, this new movie keeps it mainly rooted in one time period, yet still has that internal X-Men battle continue. However, it is slightly sidelined in favour of us, this new superhero, super being. I mean, Apocalypse is a good villain. I just don't think he's realised to the greatest ability in this movie. It does feel like he really doesn't do that much here until the final third. Thankfully, it is a pulsating final act that sees this huge battle wage, and it does end on a really high point. It's what goes before it that I kind of felt a bit let down by, it considering what we'd seen in the previous two movies. In Days of Futures Past, it intelligently uses time travel and has a deep storyline to it. Here, there really isn't anything below the surface. It feels very lightweight, which is a shame because there's so much that it could have done, really. For long periods, it keeps hammering home this message about false gods and how they shouldn't be worshipped, which does get tiresome. And Apocalypse choosing his sidekicks does sort of have this generic feel of a kid in a playground going, yeah, I'll pick you, and I'll pick you, and I'll pick you. And on top of that, we rarely get to see these new mutants use their powers. So once again, it does feel like a bit of a wasted opportunity for new characters, really. And speaking of new characters, it's pretty obvious here that the whole idea behind this movie is to slowly introduce the new X-Men to continue the franchise onwards without having to rely on the classic characters. So the new ones are pretty good. I enjoyed them. I'm excited to see what happens with them in the next film that they've just announced. Overall, it is fun and it is entertaining. It's just not as in-depth or intelligent as the past couple of X-Men films. And for that, I think it lets itself down a little bit.
Would you say this is then a token effort, as you say, to introduce these new characters so they can just keep making more films and make more money?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like it's a stepping stone. It's not its own film. It's just a stepping stone to move the franchise on.
X-Men Apocalypse, then, new at cinemas this week. And to a film that is set in 1980s Dublin. Honestly, watching the trailer for this as well, if you love 80s music, I think you enjoy the music that goes with this. Sing Street. Tell me about the film, though, Mark.
Yeah, you were saying there that it's set during the 80s in Dublin. It's during the economic and political strife. It's about a young boy who escapes the problems at home by setting up a band, basically, to impress a girl. It's the latest film from John Carney, who's the guy who wrote and directed Once and Begin Again, which were fantastic musical movies. I mean, just two of the best music films we've seen over the past few years, I think. So it's no surprise to learn that this one has music in it as well. And initially from the start, Sing Street, it's kind of got that Billy Elliot in Ireland feel to it. The young lad is being bullied for something that's out of the ordinary in his small town. So the film also deals with an aspect of school bullying as well, which is really well handled and demonstrates what can be done when you don't rise to the bait of fighting. The film shows the 1980s at its bleakest period through problems, obviously, about money, sex, adolescence, divorce, and obviously what's going on in Ireland as well. But the kids don't really care because they're the ones rising up against it and forming this band. The lads are all fans of new romantic and electronic 80s bands, and it takes them through loads of different styles, and you see them trying to find their own sound as well. And it's really, really good to watch, very funny as well. It's kind of kids challenging the status quo of the adult's attitude, if you will. The original songs that are in this movie are not just foot-tappingly good, but they're almost like, you know, you want to dance in the aisles. They're that brilliant. It's education through music, because you'll sit there with a smile on your face through the entire time they're doing these music numbers. There's the romance story in it as well, which is typical of, you know, these high school rom-coms, but it feels so much more real because of how it's filmed, the rawness of Ireland and how people want to escape. And through all of it is this little cherub of a schoolboy crush storyline that is simply beautiful and so well played out. It's like reliving your youth all over again. And it kind of makes you want to be a reckless teenager in love all over again. You just think, I want to do this again, but now I'm so much older, I could never do it. The two leads in this film, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Ferdia Walsh-Pilow and Lucy Boynton are ones to watch. They are... I'm blown away by how good they were in this film. In fact, I'm blown away by the entire film. I laughed so hard, I shed a tear or two towards the end. It's the perfect pick-me-up, feel-good movie.
I liked your comparison with Billy Elliot as well, because I haven't seen the film, I've only seen the trailer, but I think you've absolutely hit the nail on the head. I was trying to think, this reminds me of something. I wasn't quite sure what it was. You've said the words Billy Elliot, and I'm right with you there. Okay, Sing Street. That is new at cinemas this weekend. And finally, to a DVD, a film that came out, I think it was earlier this year, and it's Sly Stallone-ish, back as Rocky-ish in Creed.
Yeah, here's a bit of info for you, Joff.
Got him.
Ryan Coogler, the director of Creed, wrote the story several years ago. He contacted Sly Stallone, and he said, I've written this story for a new Rocky. And Sly said, no, I'm not interested in doing it anymore. There's no point. And then months later, the script actually got to Stallone himself, who loved it, rang him up and said, yeah, I'm going to do it. So that's why we've got a new Rocky film. And I'm in complete agreement. The storyline in Creed is excellent. It still keeps Rocky involved, but slowly starts that transition to a younger generation. Michael B. Jordan, who's one of the greatest actors in Hollywood at the moment, plays Adonis Creed, the illegitimate son of Apollo Creed. And he wants to start boxing, so asks for Rocky's help. Initially, he turns him down, but obviously what eventually comes is that Rocky helps him and they go back to mixed training. And then it all culminates in a big fight. What's really interesting about this film is the distinct lack of boxing. It's there, and obviously it culminates in a big fight right at the end, one of those classic Rocky fights, but it's not the main concern in Creed. Instead, we get this drama about a dysfunctional family, because Rocky and Adonis, although they're not blood related, are affecting a father-son relationship throughout the movie. They each need each other to reach the next step of their life. There's a wonderful rapport between both of them, and it almost spills into that buddy comedy movie at times. There's plenty of fun to be had watching them try and get on with each other. It's a part of the movie that's got a lot of heart to it, and that heart comes from the central performance from Michael B. Jordan. As I'd said, this guy is one of the best people in Hollywood at the moment, and he never tries to play it like the old Rocky movies that we've sort of known throughout the years. Instead, it's much more a kid in the modern era trying to pay homage to the old school, but ushering in this new school style at the same time. It's a performance that's strikingly real, and you sit there and think, everything about this is just coming from real life every day of the week. He's a character that you just kind of enjoy watching. It's a Rocky for a new generation, yet still paying lip service to the originals. I don't think you would expect to see a Rocky rebooted in this way, yet not only does it work, it's a, pardon the pun here, it's a straight knockout, and I can't wait for the sequel to this.
Okay, Creed then on DVD, Rocky rebooted in a good way. Mark, thank you very much as always for your insight and your knowledge. I will do it again next Thursday night. Have a good weekend.
I will do, you too.